Blog Talk Radio.
Didn't work out that well. Welcome everyone to Cool Chick Radio. I'm Tracy and I'm joined by my so sexy, so amazing Miss Angela.
Oh my god. When are you gonna stop doing that? Jesus. Every goddamn time it never fails.
I know, but it's awesome. What can I say?
It is. Like, I feel like every time I walk into work, that should happen.
Right?
It's like, the bitch is here. Yeah, no, I don't know.
What?
So this is fun. It's been a long time.
I know.
God, we haven't done this in how long? Like 6 months? What the fuck?
It's been a while. I know. Life has been really crazy.
Life has changed for both of us.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely been an intense duration, if you will. But
yeah,
we're back.
Very true. Oh, I think it's funny. So since like we've said, hey, we're coming back all day today, I've been getting like weird messages like, hey. You know, what's going on? Like, I heard you guys are coming back. Can our band come back on? And then I just received a message like 5 minutes before we came back on from a band that we interviewed 2 years ago. And I was like, damn, like 2 years ago? It's been that long? Weird.
Aww.
We've been doing this a while.
Aww.
So, yes, we'll take your band back. If you're doing something new and you're not playing the same old song and you're not a, you know, sound like a country band that's whining and reversing your life into the same abyss of sorrow, then yeah, we'll take you.
As long as your music doesn't...
You can't suck, because if you suck, then, well, sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. If you're screaming and crying because your mom spanked you when you were a kid in a music song, like, no, just don't even bother. Like, you should be saying. You should probably just be hit over the head.
Oh, with a spiked club. Why are people so weird?
I don't know.
I mean, we could do a whole goddamn show on just like weird shit that people do and things that they're convinced are brilliant ideas and methodical ways of thinking, and it's just fuckery. It's absolute fuckery.
Oh, don't even get me started.
Before we go too far, I want to do a little
disclaimer. Us go too far? It's like ADHD radio.
I know. It's like a hobby, but we're really good at it. But I just want to say, I want to go on the record and say this is Cool Chick Radio. We are moms with mouths. And sometimes we swear. We're not always ladylike, and we're not necessarily going to talk, you know, politics or manners or whatever. Like, everybody has opinions. We just happen to be a little bit more vocal about ours sometimes. It doesn't make
sense. Yeah, we should probably have, like, warning labels.
Yeah, like, we will swear.
Yeah. Exactly. And why are we doing the disclaimer? Oh, wait, no, I forgot. I did offend somebody last year, because I cussed too much. I forgot.
You know, it just depends. I mean, it's a day that ends in Y, so, you know, if we have an offense.
You can send all your hate mail to the inbox, because I'll be sure to respond.
Yeah, and that's always fun.
Yeah.
I love having to watch the Facebook inbox go, no! Don't! And it's like, well, it's done. Oh, whatever.
I liked responding last time. Well, I'm going to sue you. Are you? Please do it.
People need to just, like, calm down. And, okay, can we just talk about the election real quick? Because I think that'd be really kind of
fun. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Now, I'm really glad. I'm really, 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 really happy that we were not on air during that time, and the job I had during that time, everybody voted for Hillary but me. And now the job that I have now, which I'm not going to say what I do, because I don't need people knowing that, because that would be really bad, but it's loaded with Democrats, which is fine, and I'm all for being your own person and doing what you want to do. But when you are sitting at a table with people and not everybody voted the way that you did, but for some reason in your fucked up head you think everyone did, you probably should keep your mouth shut.
Right.
But anyways, go ahead.
I just want to know, what happened to people having differing opinions and being able to have a discussion about it without the name calling, without the,
oh my God.
So stupid.
Yes.
Is that a response? I'm sorry. Shut up, stupid. You're dumb. Where did that become a proper response? I mean, you just sound like a Neanderthal idiot.
Well, that was like, I think I got deleted by like 48 people. And then the Women's March. Oh my motherfucking God. Since when, okay, now if I offend you, go fuck yourself. Get fucked, grow a fucking pear, your fucking tits are bigger than a man's balls, suck a dick, eat a bag of Cheetos, eat a fucking Snickers. I don't fucking care. I really don't. If I offend you, whatever. Send it to the inbox. But you want to march for women's rights. When the fuck did your rights get taken? Because you can join the military, you get a paycheck. In fact, in the military, you get the same paycheck that Joe Schmo does. Mm-hmm. You can fucking ride in the back of a bus. You can go fucking work at a construction site. You can dress like a man. In fact, a man can be fucking voted woman's choice. Fuck off. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, you can do just as much as a man. And if you want to sit here and do this women's right bullshit, go fucking sit in the jail cell with a dude. I don't fucking know what to tell you, but you are a woman that is sitting at home getting her fucking nails painted, buying Coach purses, and driving around a Mercedes-Benz and not doing anything that would get your fucking nails dirty if you are a woman that votes for this march of bullshit shit. And you probably smell like patchouli. And you probably have, like, you don't wear a bra because women power. I don't fucking know. But you probably smell funny. Like, I don't know.
I mean, when it comes to the Women's March, first of all, I'm offended that it was held during a work day because, like, I got things to do. And secondly, I don't need to, like, go for a walk with women. And I definitely don't need to stand around with women because, like, again, I have things to do. I respect everyone's opinion. And no matter how they vote, like, or whatever your sexual orientation, I don't give a shit. As long as you're nice to me and, like, we don't have to have the same opinion. That's cool. I don't care. I don't care what you vote for. It doesn't make you any better than me. Because you know what? The end result is the same. And, like, you know, it is what it is. And like you said, you know, no, women's rights haven't been taken away. Like, I'm cool with it. And you know what? I saw a thing a few times where people have been getting offended by men opening the door. Again,
oh my
I would
God.
Go on record and say, I don't care if you're a man or a woman. If you hold the door open for me, I'm going to say thank you. I'm not going to assume it's because you think the door is too heavy for me and I'm just delicate. No. If I got things in my hand, you hold the door open, you're cool. You're a cool person. Or even if I don't have things in my hand. I don't care.
How do you even know it was a man? How do you know it was a man that held the door for you? That could have been a transgender.
You know what? That's really
now funny. I'm offended.
Right? I know.
You need to take care of your fucking poodle. You need to give your dog some Cheetos.
Oh my God. Oh, she's on air. Let's fucking make noise. Swear to God. The dogs don't know who I am until I'm on the phone or talking to anyone. Before that, I could be
well, yeah.
And they'd be like, whatever, she's insignificant. But all of a sudden, like, I go on air and they're like, oh my God, we're not getting attention. My kids are the same way.
Okay, so now that we brushed up on women's politics or women's fucking rights and politics, we got to jump ship because otherwise we could go on all night about that. Oh, yuck. Fucking yuck.
I'm trying to get in the chat room and it's not working for me. It hates me or something. I don't
know. Well, we probably already got some hate mail.
Well, I was, you know, wondering if we had some hater aid in there, but I can't get in there. So the hate shall just have to wait. That rhymes.
That's funny. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, and since when, okay, so this whole, like, giving kids participation awards thing has, like, really, 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 really gone too fucking far.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if your children, now, like, my daughter told me, like, she got this, now, like, all the schools up here give away, like, little pieces of paper if kids, like, hold a door for one another. Huh, way to be a good pal. Here's a little participation award. That's just gone too far. Like, you should know, or you should raise your kids to, like, hold doors for people. Or if you make a mess at the table, you should wipe it up. Or if you say please and thank you. Or if there's a kid that's sad because he's not sitting next to his friends, so you pull him aside and say, hey, Johnny, come sit with me. Your kid shouldn't get a fucking award for that. That
right.
just means you're raising your kid right. And if your kid needs a fucking award for every time he gets a little pat on the head, you are a fucking piece of shit. And you should parent differently because your parenting skills show so much when you're not around.
Right.
Just saying. Like if you, like my son, my youngest, who is my pain in my ass,
mm-hmm.
when he's at my daycare provider's house, he says please and thank you and finishes his food and he's polite. He comes home, he's like, rah! He's like fucking Satan. So obviously I'm doing something right if my kid's in public and I'm not around because I don't know. My kid gets disciplined for being a bad kid.
Mm-hmm.
If your kid is not around you and acting like a crazy person, then you're like, oh, if you're that parent that goes to a school and says, oh my God, like, my kid didn't do something wrong, you're doing something wrong. Mm-hmm. You're a part of the fucking problem. Like, this whole millennial shit, like, I didn't believe it until, like, the last couple months. Like, it's legit. And it's just, ugh. Yeah.
You want to sit around?
I can't even, like.
Not really. I feel like we need to
know. I can't even, like, I can't wrap my head around it. I don't want to wrap my head around it. Like, mm-hmm. I was sitting here, like, thinking today, like, I watched my grandfather bust his ass at a fucking job at a tool company. And he was, like, always the handyman. And mm-hmm. he's still the handyman to, like, to this day. And I watched my grandmother until she was 75. She had a job. And my grandpa had a job until he physically couldn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have all these little fucking kids that have cell phones and fucking tablets and shit. And I'm just like I'm the asshole parent. I don't have that shit in my house.
Mm-hmm.
My kids don't have a computer. There's one tablet that's in my house for the fucking homework shit.
Mm-hmm.
And my oldest son has a phone because he's old enough to be at home by himself for a little bit. So I'm like, huh, if your kid has a fucking iPhone and coach shoes, there's a problem. Like, and your kid's 8. Like, there's something wrong with that.
Yeah, you know,
I don't get it.
When you look at a little kid and you're just like, I feel bad right now, but I kind of want to, like, take you in the parking lot and roll you for your shit.
Right. Like, I had to work for my shit.
Mm-hmm.
Weird, my right? son has to work for his shit. Like, you have to earn it. If you're not mm-hmm. earning it, it's gone.
Weird.
I just don't get it.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, there's so many expectations now. And, okay, get this. My youngest daughter was telling me the other day, there was a boy that was on her bus, and he was kind of making fun of her because she was wearing Nike slides. And he's like, well, those aren't very expensive. They're only like $60. And she's like,
the hell are Nike slides?
Like a sandal.
Oh, okay.
The sandal with just the strap that goes across the top.
Okay.
And she goes, well, Mom, I didn't even tell him that you got them from your part-time job. I'm like, does it matter? Like, but it's like, really, that's what happens. These kids are brutal because they're spoiled. And they're like, oh, my gosh, your stuff isn't worth enough.
Right. Or that, like, my son wanted blue hair. He's in sixth mm-hmm. grade. So I let him do blue hair. I don't give a fuck. If you want to be like, you want blue hair? Fine. You can have blue hair.
Yeah.
He's like, this one kid was like making fun of me. I said, tell him to fuck off. He's like, really? I said, yeah, go back to the school. Tell him your mom said to fuck off. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Really don't. Like, you want to bully my kid because he wants to have blue hair? Go right the fuck ahead. But I'm sure the kid that's bullying him is sitting at home on his little fucking iPad, watching YouTube to the one fucking dude that all the kids watch right now, which is fucking beyond me, that has green hair.
Which one?
I don't know his name. But they're like, and that's the other thing. Since when the hell is it that kids want to sit around and watch YouTube? And the thing that they're watching is like some guy playing video games and talking.
I want to punch that guy in the face.
It's not allowed on my TV in my house. It's not allowed anywhere in my house. You want to watch somebody play video games or play whatever the fuck he's playing?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you go play it? It's probably a lot more fun.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I have yet to figure that out. I mean, it's so funny because, I mean, the big thing when we were kids was, like, having cable and being able to watch the movie channel. And now you don't even need that because the kids got YouTube and Netflix.
Right.
So it's like, well, that was
fun. I remember when, like, you remember when the PlayStation channel was out for a while? Remember that? Like, they had, like, PlayStation came out, like, there's Nintendo, PlayStation, and then there was, like, a PlayStation channel on some cable network, and it was, like, an actual channel, and you could, there was, like, hundreds of games, and you could go and play them.
That's funny.
I don't know. I remember that. I remember when staying outside and playing fucking, like, Ghost in the Graveyard and all that shit was cool.
Mm-hmm. Climbing in trees and just being outside. That's all you wanted to do, like, all winter. And especially spring, you were just dying to be outside.
Yeah. Man, and my kids got a fucking trampoline. Like, I wish I would have had a trampoline back then. Granted, my trampoline was free, but...
So.
Damn, if I didn't have a trampoline. Like, that's the shit. Like, that to me is cool. Like, I like playing on it. But I'm like, I, that's the thing. I'll be outside, my kids will be inside. And I'm like, there's something fucking wrong with this picture. Like, you need to come outside. Yep.
I don't know. I think that there just seems to be some disconnect between how we were raised and the newest generation. And it just seems like,
yeah,
you know, no matter how hard we try and combat what's going on, I just don't understand. Like, they actually have time at school now where the kids talk about their feelings.
Oh, I know. Instead of going to the principal or the dean, you have to go sit in the room. It's like a stop and think room. And you have to talk to the school psychiatrist and talk about your feelings.
I mean, like...
So if you're an asshole kid that's punching other kids in the face, mm-hmm. you don't go to the principal's office and call your parents and explain to your parents. I remember, because I was the asshole kid, I had to go sit in the principal's office. He called my mother on speakerphone, and I had to tell her what happened. Then they had to write an incident report on what happened, and my ass was in trouble. Nowadays, it's sit and talk. Why would you do, Johnny? You're not supposed to put your hands on other people.
Mm-hmm. They just don't make people responsible for their behavior. Own that shit. You fucked up. Own it. Like, where is it?
And you're in fucking jail because he fucking assaulted somebody. Then maybe you'll think back to, oh, well, maybe I should have disciplined them.
But you know what? You have inmates now who are, like, demanding better accommodations. It's not the fucking holidays. You fucked up. Don't be a dumbass. No, we're not going to give you extra cable channels. Go to hell. Like, what's that? Mm-hmm. You want extra cable channels? How about, I don't know, not get arrested? How about, I don't know, not break the law?
And that's the thing. Okay, so speaking of prison, so I don't know if you watch Orange is the New Black. So there's Orange is the New Black, and then there's a show called Wentworth.
Okay.
I watch Wentworth. I would rather watch Wentworth because it's more like women beating the shit out of each other because you're fucking in. I was here thinking one day, like, they're kind of, Orange is the New Black, and, like, yes, they do, like, stab each other and beat each other,
mm-hmm.
but it's not as realistic as it is to, there's a love story, and you can be gay, and that's great, and then they're glorifying, like, in a way for life.
Mm-hmm.
Go to prison, you can find a lover. Like,
that's true.
Really?
That's a good point. I didn't
really.
I just know that orange is not my color. I can't pull off a jumpsuit, therefore I cannot go to prison. That's all I know.
Oh God! If I'm gonna go to prison, it better be fucking worth it. I better have, like, beat the fucking brakes stuff, bitch, to go to prison. Which I'm surprised on New Year's Eve I didn't get fucking called. God, that shit was funny.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, people just need to stop making excuses for shitty behavior. it is what it is. If you're, if you do something,
if you're a piece, give your piece of shit, own it.
Right? Exactly. Like, I mean, I don't hide the fact that I'm a bitch. I'll be like, yup.
Right.
You know, and people are like, you're heartless. I'm like, no.
Yep.
Like, I have feelings. Sometimes I feel hungry, and sometimes I feel tired. And sometimes I just feel like I don't want to listen. What's the problem? I don't see a problem
yep.
with it. Other people do. I don't know. Whatever. Whatever.
Yeah, that's fucking... I will never forget standing in a bar one day and a fucking biker dude walks up to me and he is from some fucking biker club with a big old vest and everyone's like, oh God, you know who that is? Dude ends up walking up to me like an hour later. He's like, you know, if you didn't look like such a bitch, maybe you'd look a little more approachable. People would come say hi to you. I looked at him and I said, and you are...
Right.
Do I look like I want to be talked to? Probably not. So... go over there and get yourself here. And my friend Lisa at the time was like, you don't fucking know who that is. I'm like, I don't give a shit who that is. I really don't. If I'm standing here with an asshole look on my face, that probably means I don't want to bump and grind with you.
Right, exactly.
I don't go to the bar to be dancing with some fucking weird dude. I'm good.
No. Hell no.
I go to the bar because I want a motherfucking drink.
God gave us resting bitch face for a reason. That's because we want to go out.
I would rather...
We want to see people...
I would rather have a dick. I, personally, I don't want to have a resting bitch face. I am like a fucking dude with tits. I would love to have a penis for a day. Give me one of those. All bets off. Done.
What would you do if you had a...
What would I do? I would be such a fucking whore, dude. Like...
Really?
I was like, me and all my guy friends... Where it was, you know, me and, like, the band guys, I think it was last weekend or the weekend before, we are all talking, and they're like, you know, Angela, you really are, like, a dude with boobs. It's weird.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whatever. And they're like, if you had a dick for a day, what would you do? Like, I'd be a fucking whore. I'm like, I would, like, not only fuck probably 5 or 6 chicks, I would take, I would want to see, like, what actually fit around the penis and, like, what, like, take a donut and put it on there and, like, put it in jelly and, like, test out different textures. Why not? Like, really? Like, I would want to know. They're like, well, that's like us saying we'd... They're like, that's like us saying we'd want to stick this, this, and this instead of a vagina. I'm like, no, it's not, actually, because you're putting something into something that can get infected or cut.
Yeah.
Like, it could hurt. Where a penis is like a muscle that's long and firm, and you're knowing what you're sliding. So, like, jelly and, like, whatever else kind of weird thing I can think of. I would want to know. It's got to be different. Think about it.
I can, like, imagine. There's no way it can't feel different. It would be
see?
So weird. I don't know.
You're thinking about it now, aren't you?
I would want to pee standing up, like, all over stuff. Just, like,
oh,
everything.
Yeah. And I, like, walk outside and, like, whip your dick like a helicopter? Duh. I would love to do that.
And then you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna pee around the toilet and have somebody else clean it up.
Clean it
and
up,
then,
for sure.
Yeah, and then I'm going to go outside and I'm going to piss all over everything because I can. I mean, obviously, I'd have to drink a lot of water because I got a lot of things I got to pee on. And then I'd do the flipping it back and forth, you know, like you can shake your hips and just like
right.
that thing forth and see what happens.
Yeah. And why is it like, if a dude is like whipping it back and forth, why does it get hard? That really, like, I'm really wondering. Like, I don't understand.
I would imagine.
Like, what is it, like the force?
Maybe. That's a good question.
I don't know. I want to know. We need males. We need to have man panel night again. That shit's fun.
Yeah, we have so many questions.
Yeah.
It'd be really interesting. Like, okay, but here's the thing. If you were the opposite sex for a day, would it be difficult? Like, if you're not gay, would that be weird? Or would you just want to experience what it's like to have the extra body parts?
Huh. I don't know.
Then you'd be like gay for a day, but you wouldn't really be gay.
Oh, I'd take one for the team. I don't give a shit. I already have, so it's not like I haven't done shit with girls before. But if I had a penis to do it with,
right?
I mean, what is it like? I want to know. Like, you know, guys are always like, "Well, it's tight and it's warm." I want to know what that feels like. I know what it feels like for me.
That doesn't mean anything to us because we're like.
Does it feel like apple pie? Does it feel like jelly? Like, I want to know. So, if
like a loose soaked glove.
Oh, here, Brian's chiming in.
Like a tight, silky glove.
A tight, silky glove.
Tight, silky glove. So, like a Twinkie?
So, like a Twinkie. I don't know. Your face was priceless, though. I want to know.
That's a really good question.
I feel like that could be like the cool chick radio question of the evening.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good question.
If you could choose to have opposite body parts,
mm-hmm.
would you... And what would you do with it? I think we've asked this before, though.
I don't know. I don't.
You want boobs to do windmills?
I mean, I can do windmills.
You can do windmills with the fucking wee-wee that you have. Like, I want to do windmills with a wee-wee. And then I'll sing, like, that Petey Pablo song. A little bit like a helicopter. Being told to leave.
I think guys just want to have boobs for a day so they can just play with them all day long. But then they'd be super sad.
You know, have you ever watched the Try Guys on like YouTube where the guys walk around with like the boob weights and they put the muscle things on their stomach so they can feel contractions and shit. It's actually pretty funny. But I think if all men did the boob thing for a day, they would be like, wow, these things kind of suck. Because they're not as glamorous as you think they are. I mean, I like mine. I think they're great. But your back hurts. Like, it's no joke.
Well, sometimes it makes shirts fit different and... I mean, depending on the bra, things look different.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes the bra.
Oh. You know, and that's like, my mom, she can't, like, I went to her house not too long ago, and she's like, oh, I got new bras from Target. I'm like, oh, it must be nice. Like, your three bras cost the same amount as my one. I would love to have smaller tits to see what it's like.
Yeah, but
then,
why is it everybody who has, if you have big boobs, small ones, how big?
I don't know.
I've never heard a guy say that he wants a smaller wiener.
Oh, man. Can you imagine being a dude with a micro penis?
Aren't you pretty much...
What would you do with it?
I don't know.
Do you think they jack off with tweezers?
Would that be comfortable? No, they probably just use, like, two fingers. Oh, I don't know. I'm just...
You tell me to go away, and then you follow me. What would you do if you had a micro penis?
Never have sex.
He would never have sex. Would you use a tweezer? Would you use a tweezers or would you use like two fingers?
Get a micro penis, you have to use tweezers.
That'd be sad. constantly to have a baby in it.
If you're a virgin all your life.
Would you be a virgin all your life?
Yeah.
Or do you think that if you have a micropenis, you could use your micropenis to rub it upon someone's clit and then jizz all over it?
Well, it'd be more like a...
Unless you found a big vagina and just stuffed it inside of it. There you go.
That wouldn't even work. That's a hot dog down a hallway.
True.
What if it was like an inch long, but like 3 inches around, like a soup can?
Jesus. Is that possible?
I don't know. I think anything's possible. Mm. That'd be super weird. Have it look like a baby food jar?
Ish. Ugh. Would you name it Tubby?
I don't know. Well, maybe your nickname would be Soup Can.
If you had a penis, would you name it?
If
you had a penis for a day, would you name it?
I would name it. I don't know what I would name it, but I would name it. Would you?
Oh, yeah. I'd be like, I don't know. I have no idea.
Like, this is Frank, my wiener.
I think dudes go with chick names. Like, you know how when dudes have cars, they're like, this is Betty or some bullshit? Sure, they go with, like, chick name.
But that'd be super weird to name your wiener a chick name.
I don't know. I'd ask Brian, but that's too personal. I don't want to ask him that. That'd be weird.
Okay, I got...
The hell
got,
did you just say? If you... Do this, okay, so you know how guys name their cars girl names? Typically, like...
Yeah, I've never named a car after a girl.
Okay. Okay. Do men... I can't even look at you. Do men name their penises girl names, or do they name them boy names, or do they name them manly names?
I don't fucking know. I've never named my penis. I have more important things to do than name my cock.
Why? Tracy wants to know why.
Why what?
You haven't named your penis.
There's no reason to name your penis.
There's no reason to name it.
But some people do.
That's like that, what is that movie? How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, and she's like, I'm going to name him Scroll or whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, God, yeah. What was the name of that?
I don't know. That's fucking hilarious. I don't know. I just figured if I was a dude, I'd name my penis.
So you could have a fucking Edson song like on WWE, and here comes fucking The Undertaker.
Oh my god. I wish I had like a video camera for what he just did. That was funny. Oh. No, I wouldn't name it The Undertaker.
Why not?
I don't know. That shit's funny. Now I want to know.
What's the most common name for a wiener? That's what I want to know. Like, when you name it, what's the most common name? Is it like Bob or Sock?
I would assume it would be like Frank or some bullshit.
And if you name your penis and you're talking about your penis, are you technically talking in third person? I don't know.
Yeah.
That just seems, I don't know. Like, if you name your penis, do you high-five it after sex? Be like, hey, good job today. Proud of you. Hit the shower.
Dude, I totally would. I think that, dude, so, what do you think? Okay, so dick tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, if I was a dude, I would totally get Mighty Mouse tattooed on my penis. So, like, You know when Mighty Mouse gets, like, strong, his, like, arms, like, blow up? So if you got, like, Mighty Mouse's, like, arm tattooed on your penis, it would be like, whoop!
It'd
be great. That would hurt.
I think some people like it. I don't know.
I've got plenty of tattoos. Well, yeah, there are some fucking weird-ass people in this world. I don't know anymore, like... Tattoos might be too sensitive for the millennials or some bullshit.
Oh, God. They need to talk about their feelings while they get one.
They probably wouldn't get one. Because that's like self-harm and stuff.
You know, I think the more that they glamorize certain things, I think it just makes people kind of, I don't know, go along with it, where people are like, I'm totally a cutter, and it degrades people who actually do it, where it's like,
oh,
no,
yeah,
you just cut yourself with a toothpick, you're not, just stop.
I think that's kind of always been, though, like, the whole following thing.
Yeah, monkey see, monkey do, monkey pee all over you. You know, there's another interesting situation that we can talk about. And I think that this situation kind of fascinates me.
Oh, God.
So, my oldest daughter has a friend. And this friend is constantly copying everything she does. And I mean everything. How she does her makeup she buys, hair color. Now there's, like, these Musical.ly's, and when my daughter makes one, her friend an hour later makes the exact same one. Same song.
Oh,
same,
I'd have fun with that.
Same.
I'd have so much fun with that.
And she's getting super mad, and I'm like, honestly, it's kind of creepy at this point because it's gone on for quite a while. I would get a little fatal attraction scared to where it's like, this person, I think, is like, might have feelings for you or something. And
no, I went through that. I went through that with a girl that I used to hang out with, and this was as an adult.
How did you
and
know it?
I got really fucking irritated, and
yeah.
I said something to one of my friends. I was like, is it just me? Like, am I like, we're too old for this, right? Like, I've got 3 kids, like, this is kind of weird. Like, it would be like, I'd go buy this shirt, she'd go buy this shirt. I'd wear my hair curly, she'd wear her hair curly. I'd wear my hair straight, I was like, dude, like, I'd dye it fucking black, she'd dye it black too. I'm like, I'm not seeing shit. So, what had happened was, one of my friends, I purposely would say, like, hey, I'm going to go shopping today and get a new shirt. And then the friend that I had said something to was like, oh, in front of this girl that I was friends with. Well, her name's Elizabeth. I'm not friends with her anymore. But she's like, oh, is Elizabeth going to go with you? Is she going to go get the same shirt? And, like, people, I would tell certain people that would say something, because I'm a blunt person, but, like, I was kind of weirded out by it, so I didn't want to be like, okay, if I say something, she's going to be like, I want to suck your face, or, like, some weird shit. So, yeah. That's how I got rid of it.
Oh, okay. So, I guess, I mean, like, 16-year-old girls are sensitive in the first place, but I think it's hilarious that this friend keeps doing it, and now I just kind of want to, like, have her mess with the other girl, but I don't think the other girl would get it. I think she would just keep going.
No. Yeah, she would. They're fucking weird at that age.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
Yeah, does her friend do the, I don't... If you're going to go hang out with so-and-so, like, blow up her phone the whole time they're not together?
Oh, even better. There was a situation this past weekend to where it was my daughter's birthday party at her dad's house, and she was only supposed to have 2 people spend the night, so she had three people there, but only two could spend the night. And the other girl, she had asked like 4 days prior if she wanted to spend the night. The girl said no, because she thought it was like a pity asking, whatever. So then come the day of the party, she was all bent out of shape and butthurt about everything because she had said no. So my dad was like, okay, cool. I'm going to have somebody else then. And this girl went and told her mom that my daughter is making her daughter feel bad. And it's like, okay, first of all,
oh my God, here we go with the whole millennial thing.
And like, maybe let the kids figure this out. Maybe that's the problem. Like, parents need to step back. Let your kids figure shit out. Let them think for themselves. Figure it out.
Yep.
I will stop you before you hit a wall, but I'm not going to drive your life. Like, you figure this out.
Yep.
Little creative problem.
That's like with the whole like bullying thing in school, like some of it I think is natural. Like, but you know, like some other things are very excessive.
Yeah.
And intentionally out to hurt somebody. Like when my son was being stabbed in third grade with a fucking pencil. I was not about to sit back and watch that fucking happen. Where obviously a parent should step in as to, my daughter's not invited to a fucking birthday party. You can kiss my fucking ass. Fuck off.
Right.
I don't get it.
I don't know.
People are fucking retarded.
I just don't understand. Like, there's so much I don't understand. I don't know. Maybe I was just raised differently. Maybe I was just, I don't know, not coddled. I mean, my parents protected me, but only to a certain point. They're just like, screw up while you're a kid. That way you can learn from it.
Yeah. That's definitely how my parents did it.
You just learn how to deal with things. It's okay. Doesn't mean your parents don't love you. It means that they love you enough to let you stand on your own 2 feet and figure it out. So when there's a problem, then they'll step in. And that's cool. That's the way it should be.
Oh.
No.
Instead, everyone gets a motherfucking participation award.
Right? I'm just gonna start handing out. Like, you put pants on today. I'm so proud of you. Yay!
Oh my God. You should
So proud.
You know what we should do? Oh my God. We should make Cool Chick Radio participation awards.
Yes.
And we should go stand outside Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And hand them out to like the worst dressed people.
Right.
And tell them, like some fucking bullshit line about how, like, congratulations, you got a participation award for getting out of bed today.
Right? Get a bunch of gift cards for, like, 50 cents. You got an award! Yay!
Life's hard! You got out of bed! Good job!
Got both shoes on. I'm so proud of you. Oh my gosh.
And they're both the same foot, but that's okay.
That's cool. Massive sandals. Oh my God. Good
Can
job.
You imagine though? Like, think about it. Being an adult, we don't get fucking participation awards. You don't get a fucking award for going to work every day. You don't get a fucking award because you fixed your goddamn truck. You get a bill.
Right.
Like, so all these kids are going to grow up like, what do you mean I don't get an hour break?
Mm-hmm.
My friend showed up.
Where's my nap time? I'm sad. I need to talk about my feelings. Well, I feel like you should go back to school.
Oh, God.
How many people do you think we offended today?
All of them?
All of them?
Unless they're, like, real people. And if I haven't offended you yet, fuck off.
I wonder if people listen because they think we're funny and interesting, or if they listen because it's like watching a car crash and you just want to see what happens next.
Yeah.
Over here, waiting for the ambulance to show up. Cool. I still can't get the chat.
No, I think that's only on like fucking fire nights when we decide that we're gonna bring a mattress or some shit.
Oh,
that'd be
true.
Car crash night.
That's good time though.
No, I think like every time we've done a show and one of my friends have listened or a new person has listened and it's their first time and we've been doing the show forever, but they always say the same thing. We talk about real shit. We might not always stay on topic because we don't, but that's kind of what makes it interesting. But we say things that a lot of people fucking think and we're not afraid to say it.
That's true. That is
bitches.
Right?
No, I'm not going to hold your fucking hand while you fucking cry about your goddamn feelings. Fuck off.
Right. Yeah, and then we're going to skip to the field. Fuck that.
I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is in my fridge. I don't know what the hell this is.
Leftover surprise.
Yeah, no shit.
Eat it.
No. See, Brian puts a lot of weird shit together, and it kind of scares the hell out of me.
Nice.
Kind of creepy.
Well,
so,
yeah, I don't know.
There's only one part left to being able to broadcast directly from Tenacity that I have left to do. Figure out. I was up until like 2 o'clock this morning trying to figure it out. And I was so pissed off that I couldn't get it figured out that I was like, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I should probably go to bed. I have to get up in the morning. That sucks.
Yeah.
You know what? I want to do a little props to me participation award, if you will. You know how like you and I are very independent, right?
Yeah.
Nine times out of ten, when we ask for help, we don't get it.
Right.
Today was one of those situations where we asked for help and we didn't get it. So, I had asked several people to sit in on this meeting for negotiating a contract for deed earlier.
Okay.
Nobody was quote unquote available. Whether they were or not, I don't know. Whatever. So you know what? I sat down, had the sellers on one side, had the buyers on the other, and I did it my goddamn self. And I felt really good.
Nice.
So I was like, you know what? I got this. I don't need to march anywhere. I don't need to, you know, whine about wearing a bra on Facebook. I don't need to do any of that because you know what? No matter male or female, I had a job to do and I did it. I just fucking did it. Plain and simple.
Right.
Maybe if
right.
people approach life like that, it'd be a better place. Like, I don't care if you got boobs or not. If you got a job to do, you do your job. Like,
mm-hmm.
if you don't want to do that job, let somebody else do your job. Doesn't matter if they got boobs or not. Like, it's cool. If a guy wants to be a nanny, that's cool. If a chick wants to be a truck driver, that's cool. I don't care. It's a job. Like, it's a thing to do. So find your thing and do it. I don't care.
Right.
Too many people just care about that stuff. I don't know.
I just hate the people that sit there and... I get irritated with people that sit there and say, I'm independent, I'm self-sufficient, yada, yada, yada. You talk a lot, but you really aren't.
Well, I mean, to a point, like, everybody is independent. That part's true, and...
Yeah, because every normal people shit by themselves. Of course,
right.
We're all independent a little bit.
But to say you're self-sufficient, kind of, but not really, because if you look at the bigger picture... It's like you're still dependent on that paycheck. You're still dependent on your boss making sure that you get your paycheck. So you're not totally self-sufficient because you're not making all of your own money. Like you're
right.
not completely doing it yourself. If you are, props to you. That's amazing. But, like, and it's okay. It's cool. Like, all you gotta do is try. Good, bad, otherwise, uh-huh. It's trying. It's like, you know, that's like going to the gym and making fun of somebody who's overweight that's there. Well, at least I'm not on the couch eating Cheetos. Like, it's cool. Let them do their thing. Like, anybody who's outside trying to jog, God bless them. I won't do it.
Yeah, because it's fucking cold.
I don't even like to walk aggressive. Fuck that. But maybe if everybody, instead of being dicks and just saying, I don't like this and I don't like that, and then point out the stuff that is good. And maybe, like, I don't know. Maybe people would stop being assholes or not. I don't know.
Yep. That was funny. That was tonight at the gym. This guy walks up to me. He's like, oh, I've seen you here quite a bit. Yada, yada, yada. And, oh, you have this tattoo. And I'm like, yep. I'm like, what's your name? I'm like, okay, so apparently I've been going here long enough for people to start talking to me. This is kind of creepy. Been living up here for a little over a year, and just now people are going to say hi. Jerks.
I hate it when people try and talk to me at the gym. I hate it.
Yeah, I was getting water.
I'm there to do a job. Like, leave me alone. I'm going to work out, and then I'm going to go home. I'm not here to make friends. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. The people that actually, like, sit on a machine and talk to each other, like, they're all there as a group. Like, that shit drives me fucking bonkers.
Yeah.
Like, get off the machine already.
I know. I have to get some big headphones so that way people understand I'm not there to talk. Like, I don't want to talk. And if you follow me through the gym, I'm going to leave. Like, it just irritates me. I'm kind of a bitch at the gym. Okay,
yeah.
I'm, like, everywhere, but I'm a super bitch. Like, I don't want people near me. I don't want them in my bubble. Leave me alone.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. So anyways.
All right, so we got a minute and a half left. What would you like to tell everybody? What did we learn in class today?
Nothing really. Go see Slapshot at Grandpa L's in Farmington.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That's
cool.
So,
I did my good deed for the day.
Good job. As long as there's one more piece of element plays nice with me, in the next few days, the new Tenacity Radio site should be launching. It'll be really, really cool. I'll make sure to post it on social media. So that way everybody could check it out. But it's going to be pretty cool. I'm pretty excited. So, yeah. Angela, anything else you want to say?
Mm-hmm. Negative, Ghost Rider.
All right. Well, then I want to thank everyone for tuning in once again to Cool Chick Radio, soon to be on Tenacity Radio. Because we like to be liked and we love to be shared, but only on social media, because social media is the only place two women actually like to be shared, because if you try to share things, we will punch you in the junk. Everyone have a good night. Get out there and make those bad decisions this weekend, and we'll see you next week. Peace.